If you watched some of this little squirt Tucker Carlson's program last night, The Situation, I think it's called, he had on as his guest, I managed to see some of it, Stephen Jones, the Brigham Young University professor who says that the buildings that came down as a result of on 9/11/2001 were brought down by controlled explosives and not by jets slamming into them. So he wound up, Professor Jones did, on Tucker Carlson's show. And I watched some of that, too, during our commercial breaks. And I saw Professor Jones saying, okay, you have that video that shows the building coming down, Building 7. Can we see that? And this little rat bastard, bow tie wearing snot Tucker Carlson, wouldn't let the video be run. So the guy was on for a very few minutes and trying to make his case, and then Tucker Carlson ran him off. I want to share something with you when we come back. It's from the 911blogger.com's website. 26 before the hour. So on Tucker Carlson's program, I think it was last night. Yeah, it was last night, The Situation. He had Stephen Jones on. He's the BYU professor who says the buildings were brought down in New York, the three buildings that collapsed were the result of controlled explosions and not terrorist attacks. And again, the professor had some video that he wanted played, and of course Tucker refused to play it. It showed one of the buildings coming down. But anyway, tonight then, Tucker responded to calls he received. I just got this. Who sent me this? This is 911blogger.com. Tucker responded to calls he received stating that Stephen Jones was not given enough time on last night's show. And here's how Tucker handled it. Referring to the call to a particular caller, Tucker said, "You're one of dozens, scores, maybe hundreds of people who called and wrote after a segment last night." And then referring to Professor Jones, Tucker said, "He claims in his writings he believes U.S. government had a role in blowing up the World Trade Center, that it was not done by terrorists." Then Tucker said, "If you really believe the U.S. government killed 3,000 of its own citizens for no reason and lied about it and invaded Afghanistan as a result of something it did, you ought to leave the country because that's so terrible, so evil that your tax dollars going to support it make you complicit in it. If you really believe that, you ought to leave. But we're going to keep an open mind." Now, that was Tucker Carlson. So as it says at 911blogger.com, Tucker exemplifies the reasons why it's necessary to leave it up to scientists and researchers and not government cronies and talking head morons like this to investigate the truth behind 9/11. Now, for those of you who have read the report by Stephen Jones, and I've read most of it, it mentions the U.S. government several times in reference to their failures of investigation, but at no point in this 10,000 or 6,000 word article does Stephen Jones suggest the U.S. government was involved in carrying out the attacks. But you see what Tucker Carlson does. He makes up a quote. He lies. He's like every one of these right-wing bastards. They lie and lie and lie. So 9/11 blogger says, in response to Tucker Carlson's statements, the blogger has a few questions. For example, should Americans who believe the war in Iraq was based on intentional lies also leave the country? Does an administration that has killed thousands and maimed tens of thousands, all based on fraud, corruption, and lies, still deserve ignorant, blind faith regarding 9/11? Do the Jersey girls, who said the 9/11 Commission report was a hollow failure, do they need to leave the country? What about the 50% of New Yorkers who believe the government had prior knowledge and consciously failed to act? Should they leave, Tucker? Should the Germans who questioned the Reichstag fire have left their country?